audience can get a sense of place about where we're going. The Gulf of Mexico is divided into blocks, and we are now going 90 miles south of Fouchon, Louisiana, to the Ewing Bank block, where BP Amoco will host us today on Ewing Bank 826. We're in approximately 425 feet of water, and this is a BP personnel basket that will take the research team to the top of this platform. It's very important to know that this is a very busy platform, and they help us quite a bit in our research efforts. BP Amoco has helped us since the early 90s get some of our get our research efforts done. This is home away from home for the people who work on the platform, so they eat and sleep and work on the platform in shifts of about 7 days on and 7 days off. The facilities on this platform are very, very nice for the people who work there. As you can tell, very nice inside the personnel quarters. This is an oil and gas producing platform with a personnel of about four people, 24 hours a day, to make this happen. And this is Janice Farmer, who is an environmental scientist for BP Amoco, and she is getting ready for the broadcast underwater that we are getting set for. This is the studio with Texas Parks and Wildlife, making all kinds of preparation. It takes an army of people to do this. This is a satellite dish that will take us back to the shore so we can show our audience what goes on underneath one of these platforms. This is Dr. Quentin Dawkins, Associate Director of the Center for Coastal Studies. And he's getting ready. He's getting his gear on. He has a dry suit on right now. They're helping him get all his gear on. It takes quite a bit of equipment to do this underwater broadcast. He will have a communication headset so he can talk to us from underneath the platform.
And plenty of air.
And plenty of air, yes. So now we're back on the Billy Pugh platform, getting ready to make our big splash. Going down into the onto the surface of the water. That's about 120 feet from the top of that platform to the water. Now they're in the water. They'll get off the basket. They'll get away from the basket. As the crane operator takes the basket up. And now we'll go underwater. But I do want to mention that there are people on the lower deck, making sure that the cables are out of the way and everything is done very safely, very safety conscious. Here we are under the water. This is an 8-pile platform, so there's quite a bit of structure for the marine life to grow on, and there are a lot of great fish habitat. And he's coming into the platform.
What are those big long cords?
Those are the cables that they're using to do the transmission with.
Oh.
So they're keeping the, trying to keep the cables out from underneath the platform. The one thing you don't want to do is get anything inside the structure that will wrap around. It's an incredible sea life. Okay.
Okay. I think that was a great introduction.
Thank you, and we will go to the platform now.
All right, I'm already tired. That was a lot of work getting out there to that platform.